It'll be tough. It'll be tough.
No, I had a maintenance guy come in my house today, like right as like I woke up. My hair was like a freaking mess, man. I'm just standing there. I don't even know what I'm looking at. And he's just looking at me like kind of weird. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, Sonny, thank you for that intro.
We are live.
There was nothing I could do.
Always let you go, brother.
I thought maybe up there that said live or something. I don't know.
Well, it shows up on my screen. And I gave you the 10-second countdown. Anyway, everybody, welcome to another Cigar Chat. Thanks for checking us out.
Something like 5, 4. You know, we could have done something like that.
I was counting on you to do
my other TV appearances. That's what I get. So, yeah.
So we could start over. All right, guys, welcome to another Cigar Chat. I'm your host, Rob, from Robbie Raz Reviews. As always, with us live via satellite. Your hair is doing something weird right now, though. Yeah, that's intense.
I don't have a widow's peak. It's just, it likes to do that. In India, it's a sign of wisdom.
Okay. Okay, whatever. Anyway, Logan, how are you feeling this morning?
Not good, Rob. I'm glad you brought it up. I am kind of sick, under the weather, but I'm here because I don't want to leave the weasels in the chat room by themselves. They wouldn't know what to do without me. I'm here.
We need to get a sponsor for this new this is kind of like a new section of the show. It's like the Logan bitch out morning session. we need some kind of sponsor.
We do.
I think I might be able to help out on that. I don't know.
I don't know what we can do.
You could do a clip of me in your app every day, or me just bitching about something. I bitch about something every day.
Well, we were talking about Family Guy. This could be the grind your gears section.
It's kind of like grind your gears.
It really grinds my gears. Everything in India.
What really grinds my gears is my driver won't let me smoke cigars in the car without him bitching about it. He drives me, not the other way around.
My wife does that.
But that's your wife, dude. This is a guy that I'm fucking paying. Excuse me, there's my one cuss word. And I'm paying him. Without me, he's not eating. And then he's bitching about what I'm doing. That just really grinds my gears.
It's a very elitist attitude there, Logan. I think that's fantastic.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to immerse myself in the culture over here. But that really grinds my gears.
All right. That's a grind your gears segment. I like that.
There we go.
I don't know, by somebody.
Anyway, bye, Rob.
Joining us today is Sonny from Cigar Boss app. Sonny, thanks for taking the time to sit down and do it. Thank you for the intro as well that you did.
Months ago. Anything I can do. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it, Rob, Logan.
Yeah, no, we're excited to have you. I will admit, and I admitted this when we spoke the other day, I'm not a big app guy. And I think it's because I have a janky ass phone.
That's crazy.
It's not. What's that even mean,
dude? It's version of Android.
Cupcake or something.
Yeah, cupcake and ice cream, dude.
Oh, I don't even have that. Like, I'm before that.
Then you're like,
It's a G4.
You're like weak sauce then.
Yeah, it's like that's the name of the whatever. So anyway, everything on my phone is slow. It takes a couple of minutes just to open an email. So I'm not really your target audience. Logan, you're running on a BlackBerry.
I am not your target audience either, brother. But I'm not glad you're here because you will not make an app for me.
I won't. I can't do it.
Is it expensive to do BlackBerry?
It is.
Is that the deal?
It is. That's our main problem, expenses.
Got it. Okay.
No, I mean, if they if it took up a part of the market share, you know, I think it would be something worthwhile. But, you know,
it's not worth it.
Not worth it.
No. Sonny, I'm going to ask you to speak up a little bit because I can't really
hear you. Okay. I can do that.
But I will say I've been, you know, posting stuff around and, you know, asking everybody for questions and everything, and I got a lot of feedback on your product. And there's a lot of guys, I mean, you and I talked about it, and I'll have you give kind of the spiel, which is kind of what we usually do. There's a lot of feedback on your product, so we have a lot of questions to get into, so I don't want to screw around too much. I want to make sure we get to most of these. we do have a couple of giveaways, and we'll get into that here in a minute. But, Sonny, give everybody kind of, you know, this is the standard intro. Give everybody a little bit of background on your product and kind of how you got involved doing it as well.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. About 2 years ago now, I was kind of intrigued by the whole app thing. Didn't really know how to get into it. I always had a problem sleeping in the mornings, have since forever. Actually, I played college basketball. I missed my very first morning practice because I slept in. I had to run a lot. Lost a couple pounds that day. But so I'm sitting there, and so I make this app called the Heavy Sleeper. It wakes you up with an alarm, but you have to do math problems to get the alarm to go off.
Oh, man.
So that was cool. I mean, it was fun. I mean, it's very basic. And so then I'm sitting out on the porch smoking a cigar. I'm talking to my business partner, Sean, and I'm like, well, what cigar apps are out there? So I look, and there were a few, and they just, I mean, they were not very they were not very good. So I said, you know, I don't know that much about apps, but I can probably do better than this. So we started Cigar Boss, and about 3 months later, we launched our first version in probably September, late August, early September of 2011. So we've been around since then, and we have just been putting out updates. Since then, we've probably put out 6 or 7 updates just for iPhone, a couple for Android, too. It's a free app. You can download it. It gives you information on over 13,000 cigars. You know, average price, box price, wrapper, gives you a photo, gives you a description of it, the country. We link to 3 blog reviews, a couple Robbie Raz reviews, about each cigar. So that, you know, consumers can just be more informed. You know, they can leave their own reviews on there. And it has a lot of tools, too, for the cigar smoker to kind of, you know, help them learn more about the cigars, know the ones that they like. One of the main features is a digital humidor. So say I go into a shop, I buy 5 sticks, I can go in there, click add to my humidor, and it'll keep track of the cigars that I have. Has a wish list. So say you're at a barbecue, someone hands you a cigar, you know. And, you know, these are everyday smokers. They're not going to know the latest brands out there. You know, they can just go click it, find it, add to my wish list, and then the next time they walk into a shop, be able to buy it. Has a cigar notes section where you can keep track of, you know, all the cigar notes you want to every time you smoke one, flavors, price paid, where you bought it at, the date you smoked it. So, yeah, just a lot of features. One of our biggest features is a local cigar store finder where, say, I'm traveling, I'm in a new city, I'm in Chicago, it'll take me to my location and pop up all the local stores. We also have Cigar Boss preferred stores that are you know, some of the best retailers in the country. We started our preferred store program about a year ago. So far, we've partnered with about 130 retailers that are Cigar Boss preferred stores. So every time you're traveling, check them out. They give discounts to, you know, if you come in and say, I found you guys on Cigar Boss. So, yeah, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's we had talked about this. Sonny and I talked offline a little bit, and a lot of the features are pretty cool, and all the stuff that you just went over. But there's some other stuff that you guys are doing that we'll get into that in a little bit.
Right.
We posted up a little press release on some of the other stuff that you're doing with some local B&Ms, which I think is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
In an effort to you know, engage some of the viewers of the show, I went around and was posting, you know, in various places saying, hey, you know, give us your questions, you know, for Sonny. And one of the users on Reddit, and I can't remember who it was, when I initially posted this up that you guys were coming on, he gave me a nice breakdown. And you know what? I'm actually going to send this to Logan. I'm going to send this to Logan. Logan, put this in the chat window. It's a long one, though.
What is it? Oh!
It's a long one. But I thought this was a great breakdown of the product. And this is obviously a guy who's used it. And again, I'm mad at myself for not writing down who this was. But he broke it down like this. He said, here's the things that I like. Number one, it's a good start and has a lot of potential. They have the vitals of all the sticks, so, you know, the breakdowns, the wrappers, the binder filler, all that stuff. Links to reviews, and then you can take some basic notes while you're smoking the cigar. And there were a couple of things he said that he was not a fan of. So it takes forever to load on a cold start, and I'm assuming that means, you know, the first time you start it up. It's database. I guess you don't include Cubans in the database, so I think that was something that was, you know, lacking for him. And this was more of a question. He says, are the ratings weighted, or is it someone's ratings who smoked one cigar and weighed the same as someone's who smoked 1,000? Meaning, are the does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, it does, and you know, they're all kind of weighed the same. It's just, you know, it does have, say you go on there, you want to leave a review, you can leave a star rating, 1 through 5 stars. So it takes all of those and gives you an average star rating.
Okay.
Yeah,
so they're all rated equally.
They're all rated equally, yeah. But it's just for, you know, people might be like, you know, I really like a full-bodied smoke. This didn't live up to its expectations for me. So you kind of, you get a feeling going in.
Yeah, so it's more, you know, individual users can post some brief notes on it. Okay, that makes sense.
Right, yeah.
And this isn't statistics here, people.
What's that?
I mean, this isn't statistics here. We're not giving regressions and correlations of confidence intervals.
I think it's a good question. I mean,
I think it's a stupid question. It's impossible. It would be impossible to do that.
Well, I don't. Okay, that's something that you would know. It's not something that I would know. So I don't think that makes it a stupid question.
Well, it's stupid because I'm tired.
It might be an uninformed question.
No, I mean, it's not stupid. Let me not say this. It's not stupid. It's just.
I think it's a good question.
It's a very picky question.
It's. I think what
we get a lot of those. We're used to those.
When you
I do
when
too,
you,
and I stop them. I shut them down like that. I don't allow that in my house. I put that shit down. Sorry, Rob.
It's all right. Okay, moving on. This is under the category of things that he didn't like. This is you cannot sort by body. There's no import function for the humidor. I'm not sure what that means. Meaning, if it's say I pick up a cigar that is not in your catalog, then I can't put it in my humidor. Is that what he's saying?
No, you can do that. Yeah, I'm not really sure what that means.
Yeah, so there's no import function in the humidor.
So here's what they mean by that is because
okay,
this guy Tyler in the chat keeps bugging me about it. Sorry, Tyler. So entering every cigar into the app by itself for me would be a nightmare because I probably have 1,500. But yeah. There are some folks out there that have it documented into an Excel document, and they're asking, it would be a very nice feature to be able to import an Excel humidor because it's much easier to do that because it'll actually, you can set functions up in it to say, okay, I bought this cigar in this day, and it'll actually count how many days old it is. You know what I mean? Just automatically, right. Where you can actually just import that Excel document right into the app itself so you can get set up that way, or you can like keep your record synced.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with an Excel document is, you know, I might have a cigar listed as an Arturo Fuente, and then they might write it AF, you know, that's so true. What am I supposed to know what to do with an AF, you know? So that's where the problem really comes in at. I mean, we might be able to match 20% of them, but, you know, it's really not going to be that much of a help.
Could you do it in a way where it's like, and this is just the technology background of myself thinking, but ones that automatically match, okay, great, and the rest that don't, say, this doesn't match, please match. And then just start, you know, if it starts with an A or whatever, then from there they'd have to, you know what I mean? Or have ones where common misspellings like, you know, Arturo Fuente is an AF potentially. You know what I mean? Or put in those, like, a tatuaje might be a tat.
Right.
Right? So, I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah, you know, that's something that, you know, I you know, be honest, I don't know if we're going to do, but, you know, it's something we can certainly look into. You know, if enough people ask for it, you know, then we got to move on it. So, yeah, but we always want to give the best experience. I mean, that's the whole point of it. So, you know.
Then he followed that up with, well, you, Logan, you got nerdied there just now.
I know, dude. I pretend like I don't know technology, but I kind of do a little bit. But I have nothing to do with technology. But continue. Sorry.
We can move on.
Yeah, we can move on.
Okay, so these were some questions based on, you know, his pluses and minuses. Where do you get your pricing? Is it kind of a standard MSRP or?
Yeah, we do MSRP. I mean, in trying to keep up with the price changes and stuff like that, you know, it was a little tough on every cigar because, you know, a lot of people raise them up 10% or 3% or 2%. Or,
yeah.
I actually heard today, I don't know if it's true, I heard La Palina is lowering their prices. So, I mean, that's kind of weird.
Really?
But I don't know. That's what I heard.
They could stand to go down a bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, so keep it. It might be not 100% correct with what you see on the shelves.
It's going to be in the ballpark, though.
It's going to be in the ballpark, generally.
Sure.
You know, and then you got retailers that like to mark them up a little bit. So I know a couple of those guys.
he's curious, do you have any plans to set up where people can buy through the app, like maybe a link out to a preferred retailer or something like that?
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, we kind of thought about that when we first got going, but we're really big supporters of brick and mortar shops. I mean, I don't shop online. I mean, very rarely do I do. If it's something I can't get or, you know, if it's just a deal that's way too hard to pass up, I might. But I very rarely shop online. You know, we're big supporters of actually people going into shops, you know, getting to know people. And that's what our app is really based towards is, you know, especially with the local cigar store finders, you know, go into your shop, get to know people, smoke, you know, really quality cigars. And, yeah, so no, we don't plan on ever selling from the app.
So I think this is probably a good segue into what you guys are doing with some of the local B&Ms.
Right.
This is something that we posted up a press release. So some of you guys may have read this already. So if we're repeating the content, I apologize. But I think this is really cool. So, and you can explain it a hell of a lot better than I can. So give everybody kind of the breakdown of what you guys are doing with some B&Ms.
Yeah, absolutely. And we really appreciate you guys posting the press release. You guys were one of the few that posted it. Apparently it wasn't news to some other blogs, so they decided to pass on. But we'll leave them out of it. No, what we did is we were at the IPCPR in Allier Smoke Shop in Scottsdale. Came to us, and they said, Sonny, we love Cigar Boss. You know, we tell all of our customers to download it. We actually bought an iPad and we put it in our humidor so that as customers are in there, they can use the tools, they can get info on the cigars that they pick up. And we said, hey, well, that's a pretty good idea. And so right after the IPCPR, early September, we started working on our custom app program where we are taking Cigar Boss and all of its tools and actually custom making it for some of the best retailers in the country. We launched our first round of about 10 apps on January 15th. Since then, I think we signed up our 25th account today, maybe 26th, something like that. So it's where you can actually download and we'll take Corona, for instance. We already kind of talked about them.
Yeah, I actually have that pulled up right now.
Yeah, you can go into the Corona store and actually they'll have an iPad there where you can interact with their app. And it's the cigars listed are only the cigars that they carry. And at their prices, so you're not getting any misinformation there. You can catch up on all their events. The top 10 is just their top 10 cigars. They have a staff favorites. They have a section for specials, anything that's on special. And they can also interact with you with push notifications, which I think is really cool, you know, for the retailer and the customer. So, you know, if they're having an event, you might have forgot about it, they can send out a push, you know, see it like my local shop is having a CLE event, you know, on the 28th, they can send it out, you know, CLE, you know, event tonight. So yeah, we think it's really cool. And the retailers that we've been able to work with so far absolutely love it. They think it's great. All of their customers are liking it. So it's, yeah, it's a pretty cool new thing that we're doing. So look for it in your local shop pretty soon.
So, just to kind of recap, if I go in as a customer and, I know you had mentioned you don't have any stores in California, so this isn't going to happen for me anytime soon. But
well, hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon, yeah. I'll give you some contact information at some of the local spots. So I'm going to go in there. They've got an iPad set up. I can pull it up and search their cigars by wrapper, by manufacturer, by probably by strength.
Anyway, well, what we actually did with the custom apps is we added a really cool new feature that we're going to be putting in Cigar Boss called the Cigar Finder. So it'll pop up. It'll say, you know, what cigar are you looking for? Mild, medium, full. Click on that. The next page asks you if you got a country that you like cigar from. The next page asks you prefer a certain ring gauge, certain length. And then we have actually prices, different price structures you can pull from. And that'll only bring up the cigars that fit that criteria that are actually on the shelves in the store. That's one of the coolest things I think about it. You know, a lot of retailers that have this are just leaving it on the cigar finder so people walking up can find an exact cigar that they want to smoke.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, we're not trying to take away from the tobacconist aspect of it. You know, a lot of times shops get busy, you know, you get backed up, you know, so it's certainly a tool, but it also kind of spreads the word that they do have an app so you can be plugged into the store as well.
Yeah. It's, I'm just plugging through here. You can, I mean, it seems like it's a great tool because sometimes, I mean, even for myself, I go into a B&M, I just get so excited to be there. And surrounded by all these different cigars that, like, well, I could smoke anything I want. What am I going to smoke? And I end up spending 20 minutes walking around trying to figure out what it is I want to smoke.
That's the best part.
My wife and I do the same thing. If it's a Friday and we're going to watch a movie, like, well, okay, we spend an hour trying to figure out which movie it is we're going to watch. And then the next thing you know, it's, you know, too late to watch a movie. By the way, we just watched Flight last weekend. Have you guys seen Flight?
I will not watch that movie, I don't think.
What's that
about? Isn't it about a plane going down?
Well, yeah, that's the beginning of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch that when I get back.
It's mainly almost everybody survives. It's kind of like that guy. Who's the guy who landed the plane in the lake? Sully.
You mean the Hudson River.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Lake. If it's wet. Dude. Anyway, it's a good movie.
American.
It's heavy, but anyway, I had no expectations. I thought it was great. Way off topic.
So you know what actually comes on Indian Channel movies? So it's kind of ironic. Slumdog Millionaire's on, and then they have some crazy fascination with Vin Diesel. It must be Vin Diesel month. I'm serious. Triple X and all the Fast and the Furious have been on, and they just keep playing. Like, I've literally watched every single one because it's like the only channel that is English. So I'm like full up on Vin Diesel.
Does it make you yearn for home?
It makes me miss the simple pleasures of not a third world country.
The simple pleasures of,
you know, like running water that's pure, that you don't have to brush your teeth out of a bottle of water. I don't have to take malaria medication.
It's always a good thing.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's just the small things. It's just the small
things. It's the small things, exactly.
That matter, you know.
That's fantastic.
Oh, man.
So I want to start going through some of these questions that we have that were posted on the site. This is a good timing because I was going to talk about this anyway. The first question posted is freebies, ? Tell me more. From Zigzart. Anyway, we do have a couple of giveaways. Sonny, why don't you talk about yours? Because yours are probably better than mine.
Okay. I got 10 sticks. I think we're going to break them down into 2 5 packs. I didn't really break them down yet. So I got a Tatuaje, a Mexican Experiment.
Ooh, I haven't had that.
That's a good cigar.
I got a Viaje Little Boy and a Fat Man.
Not bad.
I got the two of the Super Shot 12 gauge, a Carrillo and a Corojo. We're gonna do a Tatuaje 2012 Sumatra, L'Atelier 52, a Kill Bill 2, and then probably two of the best ones. We got a 2009 Opus X Maduro.
Jesus.
And then a 2010 Godfire Maduro. So.
All right. So
you're not messing around. Okay, yeah, my address is in India.
Cigar Boss, man, not messing around. But I got to say thanks to Tranquilo Cigars, where I'm doing the spot at. He's hooking me up on a couple of them, so really appreciate that, too.
Very cool. Tranquilo Cigars. It sounds like a relaxing place.
It is. It's very fun. Tranquil.
Tranquil.
So, yeah, and I've got a couple of prize packs. I don't know what the hell's going in them. They're not going to be anything like that. So you guys want to win Sonny's prize packs and not mine. But anyway, so we're going to have – I think we're going to pick four winners tonight. I need to turn on my light. Talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves Talk while amongst I turn yourself. On my light. It's a long story with Gary Griffith.
I feel like we need to bring that up every week.
We must, because it was awesome. So, you can tell it, Rob.
No, we don't need to.
I don't know the story.
You got to. That's a great story.
Well, somebody doesn't know the story. Everybody else who's watching probably does. We had Gary on the show a month ago.
Probably.
Months ago?
2 months.
And we're Gary, we're enjoying ourselves. And I don't know if you've met Gary, but he's a lot of fun.
He's a character.
And he makes some great cigars.
Yeah, he does.
And so we're talking, and he puts back a glass of wine, and then we keep talking, and he puts back a second glass of wine. And we're about 45 minutes into the show, and this is right when we were starting to figure out what we're going to do for the giveaway. And Gary says, "You guys talk amongst yourselves. I have to go pee." And he gets up and leaves. And right in the middle of the show. It's fantastic. First time that's happened.
It was pretty awesome.
I'm guessing it'll probably happen when we have him on again. But it'll be a tradition. But so let's – Logan, you can start pulling some questions from the audience if any of those have popped up. I'm sure now that they know what they got a chance to win, there's going to be a lot more questions.
Yeah, it's probably true. A lot of them said they don't know technology, so they don't know what to ask. They asked the question about the upload, the Excel upload.
Well, I think the Excel upload, yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. But, I mean, Sonny does, he runs this company. They're making apps and everything. But he's also a cigar guy, too. So, I mean, we can talk about just about anything.
We can talk about whatever.
I've got a question. And nope. You don't necessarily have to answer this. This is for my personal edification. Ooh, big word, early in the morning.
Did you do it correctly?
For my personal, it's like for my personal edification or my personal learning slash knowledge. I used it correctly, Rob. That's okay, a great word. Yeah. Trust me. I'm a word bird, word worm, something. Anyways, question is that in making an app, is it more out of love or is it in an attempt to actually make money? Because I guess I don't understand how you make money with an app. Because yes, you download, people pay a little bit, but then it seems like a big pain in the ass to keep it updated, your software, your programming, if it crashes, licensing fees, all of that. So if you don't have to talk about it, but I'm just curious how that works.
Yeah, I mean, it really started out of passion. And then, you know, 6-7 months ago, kind of me and my partner Sean kind of looked at each other and said, "Hey, we might be able to make some money off of this thing." So, you know, that's kind of been the goal all along, but it really started kind of a passion project, you know, put it out there, and it's not easy. It's a lot of work. So, yeah.
Okay.
You could probably ask that same question about, excuse me, about writing a blog, starting a blog.
Yeah, that's true.
Same thing.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, no, we've had a lot of success, I mean, as far as hooking up with retailers for preferred stores. We do charge for that. I mean, it's free to all the consumers. As of today, we've had about 82,000 downloads.
Wow.
Yeah, we got about 65,000 active users that actually use the app every single month, at least once. So, you know, and a lot of people might only use it one time when they walk into a cigar shop. You know, not
but
everyone
they're using it.
They're using it. You know, and then there's a lot of guys that use it every day, man. They keep their notes on there. They want to know what they thought. They keep notes for every time they smoke a cigar, you know, or they keep their humidor up to date. It really can be a very useful tool if you use the time for it. So
what about broadcasting cigar chat through your app?
Yeah, that's something I talked to Rob about. We're going to do a cigar media section coming up probably in a couple months. I mean, these updates, they don't come too fast. They're a lot of work. Yeah. But, yeah, we're going to hook up with a couple different guys and, you know, do it, pull from the YouTube stream, and you can watch them wherever you go. So, yeah, that'll be pretty cool. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, Logan, you just broke some news. You didn't even know it.
No. Well, hey, Walter Cronkite, baby. Barbara Walters. Hugh Downs.
One other question I saw posted was about the iPhone 5 screen, because we just haven't updated it yet. But I've had the updated code for probably a month now. I just haven't had time to go through it and really sit down. Because when you do an update, you got to make sure that every single piece of the app works on every single platform. So we're going through that, and we've been busy with the custom app thing, so we haven't had a lot of time to be able to submit that, but hopefully that'll get up this week. So it does look good on the iPhone 5 screen, though.
And so, that's, okay. So basically what you're – I'm an iPhone idiot because I don't have one. Right. So the iPhone 5 has a bigger screen, so they're asking, are you going to take advantage of that extra space?
Right, yeah, it shows up, and it still works fine. It just doesn't go all the way up to the top or the bottom. So the new one coming out, it'll have the cigar finder in it, and it'll have the iPhone 5 screen.
Cool.
So, yeah.
My AT&T contract is up next month, so I can get rid of this POS phone. And get, I'll take advantage of that large iPhone 5 screen.
There it is.
Drinking the Kool-Aid, like Rob.
You'll like it, Rob. I promise.
Everything else I have is Apple. I don't know why I don't have an iPhone.
Kool-Aid.
Because you can get two for 99, I guess.
There you go.
I don't know. But some other things that we're going to be doing, too, I know someone else touched on this, is we're kind of planning it now, and we've started work on it, to where the sync has been the big problem for people on the iPhone and on the iPad. So if you keep your humidor up to date, it doesn't show on your iPad like it shows on your iPhone. So we are building that right now where you kind of log in, and that's actually going to give us the ability to have friends and stuff like that. So I could log on. I could see what Rob has in his humidor. I could see what he has on his wish list, you know, if I want to send him a Valentine's Day present or something like that. But, so that's some of the new stuff that we are working on. I know a couple of people asked about it, so.
You're going to send me a Valentine's Day present?
I don't know, maybe. If I could see your wish list, I would.
Lump of coal. Here's a good question: is that are you planning on doing a paid version of the app with no ads in the future?
We've had that since we launched, actually.
Okay, there you go, guy who asked that.
It's called Cigar Boss Pro. It's $3.99, I think.
Asking you shall receive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed. I was actually going to ask because I noticed that when I went with the free version. But when I downloaded it, I noticed that there was the pro, so that was one of my questions to ask.
Yeah, I mean, 99% of the people do the free version, you know, and that's there was a couple questions asked, like what separates us from other cigar apps, and, you know, I think we're by far the best, just as far as feature goes, ease of use, you know, it looks like a solid application, but all the other ones are free, or you know, $3, $4, $5. You know, by being able to offer it for free, I think that really sets us apart and, you know, offers it up to a larger audience.
with this B&M push that you guys are making, you're producing separate apps for them. Right. Do you have a list of that on your website or a list?
I sure do. You may go through them or.
Well, no. I'm just curious if there is a list so people can look and see, hey, that place is, you know, near me. I'll download their app instead of having to search. You know, by a name. So, if you guys are watching on Robbie Raz Reviews right now, there's a Cigar Boss app ad just to the right. You can click on that. That'll take you to the website, and you can find the list of B&Ms that they're working with. Which may
not be it was on the press release too that you got.
Yeah, Rob. Press and release.
Then, oh well, it's right there on the press release then.
I'm glad you read it.
I did. I posted the damn thing.
I forwarded it right to Logan. That's Logan's job.
I did read it.
And then on the app, if you just hit the Cigar Boss blog, it'll take you to the press release. It'll be the first one. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll scroll through some of these other questions.
I got some questions.
Go ahead.
Weasels are asking when they heard about the prize pack. They all piped up pretty quick. How can your top 10 cigar list be unbiased?
Because I mean, I don't think any of my advertisers are on there. I think La Palina, I put the Kill Bill 2 on there, but that is, I mean, that's a phenomenal cigar. So, but yeah, none, I mean, our other advertisers aren't really on there. So,
There you go, fella.
You know, and it changes. It's not an all-time top 10 list. It's more of a monthly top 10 list, you know.
Okay.
We try to do new stuff that's out, you know, not, you know, if I was to put my all-time top 10, it would never change. You know, so we try to give it for people to explore new stuff that we think is pretty good. So we try to change it once every month, 2 months, something like that.
Okay. Next question. How do you go about finding your preferred stores?
Make a lot of phone calls. Pretty much. Call them, tell them about it, see if it's something that they're interested in. We had a booth at the IPCPR that was really big for us. So that's where we got to meet a lot of retailers. We got another booth coming up this year in Vegas we're excited about. So, yeah, and I mean, you know, it's spreading the word. It's people going into their local shop telling, hey, you guys need to be on this. Or, you know, a store owner downloads it. They'll contact us and ask us about it. So, yeah.
Rob, you're up.
Oh, I'm up now?
Yeah.
Well, we rehearsed this well, can you tell? Let's see, Pep. Pep, give us, like, Pep Strebeck. Anyone?
Anyone? Not Sajak and Vanna White?
No, Pep Strebeck. No.
I know who that is. No. Rob, you're old.
Dragnet. Nobody, you guys didn't watch Dragnet?
Dude, Dragnet is like 100 years old, man.
The movie with Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd. And the Virgin Connie Swale? No, nothing? Oh, whatever. Somebody, if anybody in the chat knows what I'm talking about, explain it to everybody.
When was the movie made?
Late
1988.
Was it 88?
I just threw that out just to highlight how old you are.
No, late 80s, early
90s. No, it was before. It was in the 90s, I think.
It was not commercially successful.
I wonder.
But it's a quotable movie. Anyway, let's move on. I'm destroying the show today.
Yeah, you are. No, you're not. You're fine.
Off topic. You guys smoke this?
Dude, that thing is the heater.
I still don't know how to say it. And you're
Aranzo's.
And Aranzas from Miami Cigar. It's a good cigar.
That is a good cigar.
For the price, I think it's kind of underrated. Nobody's really talking about it. Somebody posted up something about it on Twitter, and it was one of the B&Ms. It was Cigar Inn, I think, in New York, posted it up today.
I wrote a review on it. Woohoo! Look, you did something. I did! Can you believe it?
It's posted. I don't know if I read it, but... No, I read it. I will tell you that this is in my top 12 new releases of 2012. Assuming I ever actually write it, this will be.
Assuming I ever actually write it. That's a good question.
Okay. Pep Strebeck, who it was Pep's fault that got us off topic. How does the Cigar Boss team plan to address the issues with bugginess and crashes in the future?
You know, we've really honed into the iOS one. There's not many bugs to be found in iOS. Android is a little bit of a different monster just because I don't have that much experience as far as Android goes. When I bought my first one was to test our first Cigar Boss app that we had. You know, and it works different on different phones. You know, my phone, it works flawlessly. I don't have one bug on my Galaxy S2. But, you know, it's such a widespread platform. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand how hard it is because there's different screen sizes. And if you miss one thing and there's different ways that each of them use the memory and the power of the phone, that, you know, it really is tough to nail it down. So that's something that we do play. I mean, not like we haven't tried. I mean, I've probably hired 13 or 14 different Android developers, and everyone says, this one here is bug-free, bug-free, and then I get an email 5 days later, you know, from 100 people telling me about a new bug. So it's continually updating the app and trying to really fine-tune it.
Yeah, and this question, Pep, I believe, is a is an Android user because he refers to the Google Play Store. Okay, so,
yeah.
Yeah, we'd let's see, this one. Okay, so this guy, Jeff. Jeff says, the app is awesome once it loads. It loads very, very slow on both of my devices. One is an iOS and one is an Android. Also, how often do you update the list? I don't know what list is. Maybe the list of cigars that you have?
Yeah, the list of cigars. We update it as new stuff comes out. You know, we get a lot of emails, people asking us to add stuff. We try to add them within a week. of them sending in the email. But especially with this new thing we're doing with the brick and mortars, I mean, we're getting every new release on there pretty much as it hits the store. So, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see where that would be. You're focusing on bringing on all these B&Ms, so some of your time and energy is going there. Right. But it looks like you said, it looks like it's going to cross over and help you address another problem.
Right. Yeah. And one of the things, the loading time, the guy on iOS, he might need to update his software. The new one that we have loads really quickly. Android, we've kind of found that first time does take a little bit because it's so much data to download. But hopefully after that first time, it should load a little bit quicker. And we're continually working on that. So.
Yeah. Got another question here from Zephrion. I feel like that word has some exotic meaning. Logan, what does Zephrion mean?
Gypsy. King of the Gypsies.
You know what? You sold that so well, I'm not even going to ask you that. You're like, bam, this is Gypsy, done. He has the app on his iPod, but he rarely uses his iPod, unfortunately. Do you have any plans to port the application to a Windows 8 phone?
Ooh,
that would be exclamation.
That would be helpful.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we kind of got to look and see what part, you know, what share of the market the Windows phone takes, you know, because it is new. I mean, if it gets anywhere, you know, near 5, 10%, something like that, we would certainly get on it pretty quickly, but just kind of going to wait and see with that kind of stuff because it is such a big investment to do that, you know. You build on new platforms, I mean, that's what was said with us for Android is we couldn't just take it and port it over. You got to build everything from scratch. We didn't launch our first Android one until about June of 2012. So it was about 8 months after we launched our initial version on iPhone. So, yeah, we always generally develop for iPhone first and then we'll do Android second. Just because most of our users, about 80% of our users are on iPhone. So.
And 0% to BlackBerry.
0% on BlackBerry or Windows.
I tried to download your stuff out of BlackBerry and it was not there. Lost customer. And I would have paid the paid full version too.
You probably would have bitched too much, Logan. I'm glad.
You're probably right.
Logan is a peach this early in the morning, as you can tell.
And I love giving feedback to people too.
That's interesting to me because I'm kind of a tech idiot, right? I know what I know, and what I know is limited. But that stuff I know pretty well. I think when you're talking about apps, you know, you create the app and there's like, okay, well, maybe we'll check the box so you can run it on an iPhone and we'll check this box and you can run it. You know, that's what I would think. But obviously I'm far from correct.
Yeah, no, you got to rebuild everything, you know. And that's one of the things, I mean, with Android, using it is so weird. There's no back button on an iPhone, but every Android has a back button. So just using it is, it's just foreign to me. I don't understand it.
I can't use touch. That freaks me out. Germs on the screen.
It's your phone.
Yeah, but other people want to touch it, and other people are like, oh, play with my Android. Play with my Apple. Play with my Android. And you got all the grease from there. Just gross.
I don't really have friends like that. So.
Well, you start thinking about that when you're in a foreign country. Right. You know, that kind of starts running through your head.
I've got an easy fix for you.
Wipe it off?
Well, just don't give anybody your phone.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah. It's an easy...
I guess.
I mean, think about it. It's a personal item.
I mean, yeah, but if I had your phone, say we're at IPCPR, we're walking, I'll say, hey, Rob, hey, my phone just died. Can I use your phone real quick? Of course you're going to give it to me. You're not going to be a jerk and say, no, you can't use my phone, ass. You're not going to do that.
Nope. No access.
No access.
Shut up. No. Then I'd shank you.
Well.
Like we were in San Quentin. I'd shank you. We're moving on.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's see. Mike from Texas. This is a very cool app. Are you planning on any brand or reseller partnerships incentives beyond just advertisements? Which I guess we
Right.
We kind of covered that.
Yeah.
So that was my fault for asking the question.
Probably not. Not really.
Okay, we touched on this question beforehand, and Logan had a very animated answer, so I'm going to ask it. And this is from Zach Mello, a friend of the show. where do you see your company headed next? Have you considered trying your app? Have you considered tying your app into a Bluetooth readout for a hygrometer?
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. You know, we get a lot of ideas and suggestions, but just stuff that is, you know, how many people are going to buy it? You know, we kind of got to look into that kind of stuff. Is it really feasible? You know, I don't know anything about making hygrometers, so I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, the direction of the company, though, I mean, we have pretty big plans. I mean, stuff that we see in the future. I mean, we got a couple different things that we really want to accomplish. You know, probably stuff I shouldn't talk about right yet, but
no, give us your business plan.
Yeah, I'll
give me your roadmap. 2013 roadmap.
It's 75 pages long, but I'll send it to you.
Oh God.
No, but that was one thing we did. We kind of, when we started getting bigger, we looked for financing and funding and stuff like that to really try to take us to where we want to go. But we realized, me and my partner Sean, that, you know, keeping ownership of the company and just building it slowly and doing it the right way is probably better. So
agreed.
That's what we're gonna do. So
got Logan's seal of approval there.
Yeah,
he won't get any venture funding. They're like Dracula. They'll suck the lifeblood right out of you. Don't do it. Build it slow. And then it's about to fail, then you ask for help. But if you can do it slow and steady, do it yourself.
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, we want to get into a couple different aspects of the industry. And, I'll just leave it at that. So we're trying to roll out something new probably every year. We got something new we want to do next year. We got something new we want to do the year after that. So, yeah.
So, off subject, but you know how we always, Rob, the name of Explosive Donut, you know? There was the best name that just signed into the chat. Chupacabra Tickler. I saw that. I love it. That's awesome.
That's Chupacabra Tickler. That's pretty good. I think Flying Hellfish is a good one, too. He wants
Flying Hellfish is a good too, but he goes, your GD Ride, it's a great name. That's awesome. Good for you, sir, or ma'am.
I still got to go with Explosive Donut. I mean, that is just, I don't know why that's so funny to me. It's basically because I'm pretty juvenile, and that's why it's funny, but Explosive Donut to me is funny.
That's what I have in India right now, Explosive Donut. Just kidding.
That's the unfortunate part about it, is it does always come back to Deli Belly, and that's
It hurts. I think I ate bad food.
Let's dig into this a little more.
I think I ate some bad rice the other day.
We're moving on.
Oh,
it seems like rice would be good for Deli Belly, though. It's kind of like roughage, right?
It's not. Do you know, you want to have a fun fact about India?
No.
This is a good fun fact, is that every meal has some sort of greenery in it, like, you know, either mint or something, because they believe that it's luck. Good luck to have green with every meal.
Oh. Oh. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Mint is an interesting thing to add into cilantro. I like putting cilantro in just about everything. Maybe not everything, but
yeah, I mean, I don't eat green. I'm not like a rabbit.
You need to mix in some veggies there, Logan.
Yeah, you do it.
Dude, I've been. Well, the wife's not complaining, Rob, and neither should you. And she's watching right now, by the way.
Is she?
I think so. She's not in the chat, though. She wouldn't make it a second in there. So, but she's just watching from afar.
You're giving her a nice shot of your chin. You should back up a little bit.
I think my wife is watching, too. So, Megan, I love you.
Oh, my wife's making shrimp po' boys.
Hey.
I was on Kiss My Ash, and I forgot to give my wife a shout out. They asked me all about me. They said, so tell us all about yourself, Sonny. What'd you do? Where'd you grow up? And I just completely left that whole part out. So, I got to make it up to her.
You want me to ask the question, just kind of set you up?
Tell us a little bit
about your wife.
Oh, man, she's great. You guys can follow her on Twitter at MeganW122. She's a photographer. She just graduated college at UCF.
And,
yeah, she's a beautiful young girl. So.
And your wife, if you haven't already mentioned before we were even on air, he said the nicest things about you.
I did.
Talked about how you were an angel, a gift of God, like how he loves you so much. You missed all that, but it was.
I got to keep Logan around, man. He's a good guy.
Hey, I've learned. I'm not going to tell the Jessica Padrone story right now.
Please don't.
I have learned
that story. But you know what? I do want to hear. We are going to talk about another Logan story.
And
you,
which one?
You brought it up pregame.
Oh yeah, I think that's worth telling.
Do you want to hear the whole story?
Give us the kind of.
I'll give the abridged version.
Now this was your last trip. Was this your last trip?
Yeah, this was not this trip. Okay. It was not this trip. So, for those who have never been to India, which is all of you, if you've seen Slumdog Millionaire, it's kind of a lot like that. Like, there's unopened sewers and all this kind of stuff. Well, and there's, you know, cows walking around and all kinds of stuff. Well, I was working at night from 3 to midnight or whatever, in the food court that they have. We were eating. Well, I tried to cross the street to get to my driver, or me and Rajesh to get to the driver, and I literally got clipped by a scooter. And it literally cut, like, my stomach a little bit. Because the traffic in India, you gotta see it to believe it. Well, anyways, like, 3 days later, I'm like, man, I can't cross the street. I'm gonna get hit. So there was an opening where no one was coming. So this fat white American's running across the street. Well, I made it safe, and I'm like, yes, I made it. I'm a winner. Well, then I was about 30 yards down from where my driver was parked. And so I started to walk around the back of the cars. Well, all of their asses were out in the street. So I actually had to get out in the street. Well, then I damn near get clipped again. And I'm like, man, what the fuck am I going to do here? What can I do? So, you know, and there's no lighting. It's completely dark. Like, there's no infrastructure. Thinking I'm in America, forgetting I'm in India. I look around the front of the car and I'm like, oh, there's a sidewalk. So I walk. I step up and then boom, I fall in up to my neck into an unopened sewer where all of the water and poop and stuff is done. So I'm like treading water in this. It's like completely dark. I'm freaking out. Like I can't see. And I'm like this American in this shit heap, like in here. Well, then I get out and then I'm going to start throwing up just thinking about it, but I get out. And I walk over to my car, and the manager there, Rajesh, like, I wish he was watching. He's a great guy. Like, I mean, takes care of me, like, awesome guy. And he goes, Logan, what the hell happened to you? I go, I think I fell in the sewer over there. And the first words out of his mouth is, you're going to fucking die. And I go, what? I'm going to die? He goes, you're going to get so sick, Logan. He goes, did you drink that water? I go, I don't think so. So he goes back into the food court to get, like, something to wipe my face off. And during that time, I'm stripping down to my boxers, taking off my shirt in this Indian street. There's people coming up. Kids are laughing at me. The driver was a sweet guy, but he was laying down newspapers in the back of the car because, like, I was a wet dog. And Rajesh comes back with this, like, handkerchief, and it's got an American flag on it. And I just start laughing hysterically because the irony of this, like this fat, chubby American out on the street with an American flag. So I just start laughing. And Rajesh then realizes, like, oh, shit, I just got an American flag. Like, I'm basically just telling him to wipe shit all over the American flag. And he won't give it to me. I go, Rajesh, give it to me. He goes, I did not mean to insult your country or your flag or desecrate anything. I go, give me the damn thing. So I wipe it off. You know, I wipe myself off, dude. And I drive back to the hotel. And, like, luckily, I had a pair of shorts and a T-shirt in my bag. So the driver drives me back. And everything, like marble here, everything in India, they have a ton of granite and a ton of marble. Well, the hotel floor is like white marble, and I have my Sperry's, which have been in this muck pit, where I'm just squish, 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 like leaving these black little footprints all over the floor. So needless to say, if anyone said, hey, have you ever fallen in an unopened sewer in India? You play Have I Never Ever? I could raise my hand to that, because I have done that. I did not get sick.
I've known you for, a while now. Yeah. I'm very disappointed. This is the first time I'm hearing this story.
Dude, you don't ever let me tell good stories. I've got so many good stories.
That's that. I was laughing pretty hard. I think my face was pretty red while I was laughing. That was pretty damn funny.
And then I haven't even told you the second part of the story. And
there's more. Oh, jeez.
There's just a little bit. It's not much. So, needless to say, in my jeans, I had to throw – well, first of all, I took a scalding hot shower, as hot as I could get it, to try to burn this poo off my body in piss and urine and everything else. Well – like, literally probably gave myself second-degree burns. Well, then my cell phone and my wallet were in my pants. Mm. And there's a trick for you guys that don't know. If you ever get your phone wet, or, like, and I learned this from my buddy who always pisses his pants when he's drunk, that he gets his phone wet. And what he does is you take your phone, break it apart, and shove it in uncooked rice. And it'll actually suck all of the water out of your phone. So, of course, my phone was in a shit pit, and it was all wet, so I needed to dry it out. My work BlackBerry. As a matter of fact, Sonny, my BlackBerry. And so I was like, needed to call some rice. So I called downstairs. I'm in my hotel in India. And I'm like, hey, guys, I need a bucket of rice. They're like, come again, sir? Like, a bucket of rice. I go, uncooked rice, a bucket of uncooked rice. And they're like, we'll be up in just a minute, sir. Well, they literally come up with this, you know, like those big, like aluminum pans that maybe your mom, like you make batter in, they're like really big. They come up with that full of cooked rice. And I go, guys, not cooked rice, uncooked rice. They're like, how are you going to eat it, sir? How are you going to eat it, sir? I go, I don't need to eat it. I go get me some uncooked rice. And they're like, okay. They literally come back with like a 10-pound bag of uncooked rice from across the street that I just rip in like it's like a burlap sack. I just stuff my phone in it. And needless to say, it's still working to this day.
That's how did that show up on your bill?
They didn't because I tip them pretty good and take care of them, so they pretty much do whatever I want.
There'd be an odd one to explain to your...
Yeah, trying to explain, Dell, why did you order 10 pounds of uncooked rice? I don't understand, Logan. I'd be like, you just don't even want to know.
I feel bad because we're talking to Sonny and you've kind of stolen the show. That's a damn good story.
I'm sorry.
That's a good story.
I appreciate you sharing it.
It had to come out at some time.
Yeah.
It was a story we had. It was a subject we had to broach.
Oh man!
So, how are we doing these giveaways? Did we give these away yet? Are we gonna pick people? We're gonna do randoms. What are we doing?
Let's just do randoms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just do randos.
Okay.
Let me get it. Give me a second.
Logan will pull that up. Sonny, what do you? we'll get on the topic of cigars a little bit. What have you been smoking lately? What are you smoking right now?
I'm smoking an Illusion 2012 Singulaire Maduro.
Oh, how was that?
Viame? Oh, that's awesome.
Good smoke?
That's awesome. Yeah, I can't find them anywhere anymore. No, it's incredible. When it first came out, that's all I smoked, man. It was really good. I smoke everything, though. I really do. I try to get, you know, a hold of everything I can and smoke. I've been smoking a lot of, I always smoke a lot of Tatuajes, so. That's nothing new. I've been killing those, the Casa Fernandez Arganosa Leaf Maduros.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been crushing those, man. Those are really good. Any time of the day, those are good.
Man, you smoke some fancy-ish, man. You do? Hey, that's a compliment.
How often do you smoke?
Well, I think my wife is listening. Probably, I don't know, probably 3, 4, or 5 a day, something like that. But it depends. If I'm out traveling, seeing cigar shops, you know, I light one up in the morning and at every store I'm at, so it could be, you know, 7, 8, but generally not.
Cost of doing business. Cost of good soul, baby.
That's what it is.
So yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, after I think we covered all these questions that were posted here. A lot of the stuff is kind of the same stuff that we already went over, so
right.
I think we're good on that end.
So how many winners do we have?
4.
Just 4?
Yeah. All
right, we'll pick a number between 1 and 19.
Well, here, I'll pick 2, and then Sonny picks 2.
Deal. Just go slow.
I'll let Sonny go first.
No, I'll do 5 and 15.
Okay. Hold on. Yes. You picked D-Man, who I don't know who is, and then Chupacabra Tickler. Sweet.
So I'll get those packs of Florida Oliva Golds out tomorrow.
I know. Get out the dark sharks.
All right, that's, Robbie. That's good. So those, I don't recognize those names either, but they just got some pretty sweet prize packs.
Chupacabra Tickler.
That's awesome. That is a solid name.
It's a great name.
Okay, so what do we have left?
Everything but 5 and 15.
So, what?
Everything but 5 and 15.
No, I know, but what's between
1 and 19?
19, okay. I'm going to pick number 1.
You just picked ABN cigar fan Daniel Berry.
There he cigar, is. Cigar. Big Daniel Berry.
He's a good man.
He always smokes the good ish. That's what I always tell him.
He smokes the fancy ish.
So I got to step up my game now because he smokes the good shit.
He does.
Okay, and then.
Shout out to Daniel Berry, man. He was like my first Twitter follower. He really
was. He's cool. He's a cool guy.
Go. See how that worked out? It worked out. ask Dan if he's still here?
I've kind of neglected the chat after my last.
If he's still here, ask him what size his head is. It's a weird question,
dude. Like a 7 7/8.
Because I've got a, and I've actually got it right here. I've got this hat.
You told me about that hat. You want to get rid of that hat?
No, I don't want to get rid of it. This is a sweet hat. It's a Alec Bradley fedora. But it does not fit my noggin. So I want to send it to somebody that can wear it. But it doesn't fit me.
I'm asking.
So, and I wear like a 7 3/8.
That's about what I wear, dude.
So, what's that?
I got a big dome.
Yeah, so I need somebody who's got kind of a smaller head.
I got a big one, man. I can't wear any promo hats, anything. They're out the window, man. I can't wear any of them.
Yeah, I mean, this one... It doesn't quite fit, you know. And that's not, nobody needs to see that. And that's unfortunate because I would rock the hell out of that hat. But it does not fit me. Okay, so now I'm going to pick number 13.
13 is nice, tight ass, Sean.
There we go.
Congratulations.
Cool. Yeah. So, give everybody make sure they email and.
Yeah, you picked the good ones, man. Shout out to Nice Side Ass Sean too, man. He tweets from the app all the time. So big shout out to him also.
There you go. See, we've rewarded the right people.
Yeah.
Through random selection.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing you could do with the app. I mean, we brought that up. You could share on Twitter, Facebook, instantly what you're smoking. It populates it all. You can do a picture. You can do all that kind of good stuff.
Well, I'm gonna have to start using it now.
Yeah.
Well, once I get updated into my iPhone, I'll be active.
You'll be good to go.
I'll be active on it for sure. Are we good with questions, Logan? Is that pretty much
yep.
it?
Yep.
That's pretty. I mean, you got to get ready for work, huh?
I do. I got to take my hour and 20-minute commute across the 6-mile journey to the hotel, from the hotel to the office.
Do you walk,
Rob? Do I walk?
Well, are
you shitting me?
It takes you an hour and a half to go 6 miles?
Have you been to India?
Negative.
Dude.
Why don't you get like a Vespa or something?
Yeah.
Dude, I am not. No. They fall over. People run them over. I got to have a driver. Like, I'm big. I'm a big deal around here. I'm being chauffeured around. Now, granted, it's in a Ford Fiesta. But, hey, I do not care. Have you ever had a driver for 53 days?
That's amazing.
You sit in the front or back?
Oh, the back, absolutely. Yeah. If I pulled in the front, I don't think they'd know what to do. And they're like, they're British around here because they drive on the opposite side.
No, on your way to work today, get in the front seat, see what happens.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Get in the front seat and report back to us next week.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm all right. I don't know. But no,
we've got a week and a half until the next show. So a
week and a half. Oh, because
we're back on Thursdays next week. We were forward thinking this week and decided to, since reminder, guys, Valentine's Day is on Thursday. In case you forgot,
I did not.
Neither did I. But
you know, I didn't either.
I'm having a Skype date with a wife. How romantic am I? I love you, babe. If you're watching.
That's about as good as it gets from
It's a thought that counts.
You're flying her out there just for the day?
I mean, dude, I do it big, but not that big. I'm flying her into Italy when I come back halfway.
There you go.
There we go.
Good man. So we've got next week. Next week.
No fucking clue. Who is it?
Drum roll. Next week we've got 1502 Cigars. And I don't know if you guys are familiar, they're distributed by Emilio. They've got three different blends. They've been well received with Cigar General has given them all pretty good ratings. I don't have the ratings in front of me right now.
But I have one.
I had the Ruby the other day, and it was pretty good. And then I'm going to try the Emerald and the Black Gold. I have high expectations for the
Black Gold.
Just based on the name, I've got high
expectations. Dude, Black Gold's another word for oil in West Texas, brother.
Yeah. Well, I think it's another word for oil everywhere.
Only in West Texas.
But I've heard that before.
And I know, it's a TV show. Black Gold. Anyway. It's a TV show.
Okay. So, yeah, next Thursday we'll be back at the same time. Sonny, thanks for taking the time and answering all these questions. I know that can be kind of tough answering these types of questions on a live forum, so I appreciate you doing
that. Oh, yeah, no problem. Thank you guys so much for having me, for the exposure. We really appreciate it. You know, yeah. If you don't have it downloaded, it's free. Check it out.
Yeah, and check the list of check the list of B&Ms and see if there's a place near you that's going to – I got to find a place that's near me that's going to have that setup, because I think that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, and even a lot of them, you know, even if they're not a local shop and you do like to order from them, you know, you can get the notifications on what they're running specials on, stuff like that. So it's a good way to keep in touch, even if you're not close. So.
True story. Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. Yeah. Cool. So again, Sonny, thanks for taking the time. And Tranquilo Cigars, that's where you are?
Yes. Yeah, big shout out to them. TranquiloCigars.com. Sean there. He's a great guy. He sells online, so he's got good stuff.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, thanks again for them stepping up and giving us some sticks and giving you a nice location to broadcast from. So,
oh yeah,
we appreciate it. It's been it's been a good year and a half for you guys. So continued success, man. And we'll see you at IPCPR.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you guys again.
All right, thanks, Sonny.
Wait on people.
Thanks, guys, for coming to another Cigar Chat. We appreciate it. Like I said, we'll be back next Thursday with 1502 Cigars. And until then, you can find me, Rob, at Robbie Raz Reviews. Or that's my email. You can email me there. at Robbie Raz on Twitter. Logan, you're at Logan at Dell on Twitter. And
Corporate Monkey.
And try not to fall into the toilet.
The Indian toilet.
It's always good advice.
Don't put the seat down, Logan. Well, you can't do that in India because just a hole in the ground is a toilet.
And, yeah. on that note. All right, guys. Thanks again for all the support. We appreciate it. All right, guys. And have a good night.
See you.
Adios. See you later, weasels.